Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Lit Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Thea. Today, we'll be speaking with Lucas Michel about his latest book, Better Management: 6 Principles for Leaders to Make Management Their Competitive Advantage. Lucas is the owner and CEO of Lucas Michel Management Insights, a global network of experienced business mentors. Over the course of his 40-year career, he has worked with executive teams around the world, focusing on management and agility for a diverse range of local, national, and global organizations. Lucas is also the author of The Performance Triangle, Management Design, People-Centric Management, and Diagnostic Mentoring. Lucas's book, Better Management, says that management touches everyone, everywhere, anytime. For all business leaders, management is one of the most basic and important processes to achieving your goals. This important book shows how and why management should be turned into a competitive advantage. So, hi, Lucas. Thank you very much for joining us on the Lit Radio podcast. It's a pleasure to be joined by you again. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you about your new book, Better Management and the Better Management Approach. So my first question today is, why are the old management models no longer working and there is a need for improvement?
Let me start with an explanation of what I believe management is. I define management as the art, the science, and the craft to actually get work done. So if that's so, then most of what we do, at least at work, does involve some sort of management. However, management is an intangible value. It's actually invisible. You cannot just look at it and see what it is. You can imagine it's like a person's taste. One only notices it when it's actually gone. So it's evaluated on your non-existence, which is an interesting way of looking at management here. Another thing to note right at the beginning is that bad management is always attributed to a bad manager, and actually never to management itself, the art, the science, the craft itself. And that's what I'm trying to get at with better management. So it's not about the manager. It's about management as the art, the science, and the craft to get work done here. We need to care about management. This is very important. Traditional management is completely out of date. That's at least my opinion. I think that's shared with many experts. I give you 3 examples here. One is budgeting. Why would anyone do annual resource budgeting when the business changes within months? It's always outdated. Mm. Another one is goals. Why would anyone set annual goals with employees when they are outdated as they are articulated? Goals taken seriously. Why would anyone follow goals that don't make sense anymore? Goals are a contract, so it's needed to actually update them every now and then. When leaders tell people just to forget about the goals and do what's important now, then they're actually breaching a contract. And that's part of old-style management. So that's another example that, in my opinion, needs to stop. The third one is incentives. Why would anyone pay individual incentives when most of the work, as we just have defined, it requires more than one person to complete? It's actually unfair. So why would anyone pay incentives under the assumption that people are self-responsible? It just does not make sense anymore. I could go on here, but I don't want to waste too much time on incentives. Could talk 2 days about that. It doesn't make sense anymore to pay incentives to self-responsible people, because self-responsible people, they perform by their own intrinsic motivation here. So you're actually wasting money for shareholders here. Mm. So those are 3 examples here. The digital revolution and the distribution of knowledge in organizations have changed fundamentally. And they have changed the foundations of traditional management. Historically, traditional management has been built for a stable economy with power at the top of organizations. And these assumptions simply are not valid anymore. That's why we need better management.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. And then your book, the subtitle of your book is Six Principles mm-hmm. for Better Management. So could you tell us what are those key six principles?
We have defined six principles that essentially explain capabilities of management, of better management, and they relate to what we call the principles also to competitive advantage. So the first one is what we call a virus-free work environment. The idea is to get rid of all the obstacles that prevent people from getting work done. So that's the first principle. The second one is we call an agile organization. To create superior value in times of constant change and disruption, organizations need to be agile and fast in reacting to that environment. And the third principle is what we call people-centric management. That's kind of like part of one of my other books here. Managers that focus on making their people successful create unique differentiation. And that's an important part of competitive advantage. Fourth one is what we call in the flow. So when people are in a mode that enables them to reach their flow experiences more often, then they actually perform at the peak. And that's what we all want. We actually all want to perform at our best here. And individual flow is very hard to copy. That's why it's a competitive advantage. Number five is, we call it dynamic operating systems. That sounds a bit technical here. The idea is to install a managerial operating system with rules, routines, and tools that are ready to cope with a hyper-dynamic environment. For example, budgeting. We are replacing budgeting with other means that are adaptable to the environment. Okay. Number six is also a bit technical. It's interactive and diagnostic. What we mean is that the managerial toolbox needs to enable leaders to manage in an interactive ways and to be diagnostic. Interactive means, you know, not just sending emails around in an organization, but actually talking to people. And diagnostic means to be able to diagnose the roots of the things that actually go wrong. So those are essentially our six principles. And our claim is that when organizations build better management and follow those six principles, they create what we call competitive advantages.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. This all sounds very useful. And in the previous question, you mentioned already the digital era and the digital revolution. But that revolution, it brought some challenges for management. So could you tell us what those challenges are and how do we need to adapt to them as managers and business leaders?
So the claim is that the digitalization means that information is available everywhere, anytime, any place. And this has implications on power. This basically means that the power is not at the top of organizations anymore. It's everywhere where there is information that can be dealt with and where people can make decisions. And the second thing is that with the digitalization, knowledge is readily available with well-educated people at the client front. This makes traditional control, target setting, power, hierarchies quite ineffective. They just don't work anymore. Just imagine, it's like yourself, you're working remotely out of your office. You're not under daily control. I mean, you have to work self-responsible and the organization has to allow for that here. And that's the modern way of doing it here. That's why we're saying time is up for traditional management. It's really the time now for better management that can deal with the digital era.
Yeah, absolutely. And So you just shared some useful examples of why the older management models are no longer working, and also what are the key six principles of better management. But then how do you really transition from the old management models to better management? What are the first steps to do that?
So it's actually what we call it's playing the inner game. And that works as follows. The most important thing is that managers create awareness for management, for better management in their own organizations. So if people become aware that they're actually doing things the old way and could do a better job by doing it in a better way, then they have actually made their first step in learning towards what we call better management here. Again, the book is maybe an entry piece into making managers aware of what they're doing and what they could do better here. Awareness also comes with diagnosis here. This is why we are suggesting that managers diagnose their approach to management, their approach to their management model, and by diagnosing, they actually increase their awareness of what really is. Diagnosis is always the first step in any change, any transition, any transformation, any learning type process here. So that's creating awareness through diagnosis. That's really the first step you should get yourself into. And the book offers many, many questions that help you to diagnose the organization. The end of the chapters always have kind of like a summary in it that helps to kind of dig into more depth here of what better management all about is. So that's really the first step that any manager can take anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really about awareness. And then productivity is always very important, but how can managers effectively engage their teams, whether that's in the workplace or online, remotely, and make them as productive as possible?
Mm-hmm. So let me separate two things. One is what we call individual productivity. So that's a question of how you yourself as an employee, as a manager, as an executive, whoever you are, do you want to become more productive? You want to become better performing and so on here. I've written a previous book that's called Agile by Choice, and that's actually all about individual productivity, how you can learn to manage your mind, yourself in a better way, such that you're becoming yourself more productive here. But that's not good enough here in an organization. In an organization where people work together, we need to ensure that that teams at the workplace, management teams, become better at managing actually, because every time. Work requires more than one. It requires a team. It requires an organization. It requires management here. So that's a coordination among people here. And the clue really is to invest in better management, in better ways of working together, in better ways of getting performance out of teams. And again, here, the best way is to gauge everybody in diagnosing, in creating the awareness, understanding the root causes of performance and productivity. And that initiates immediately the learning that creates focus, and focus is the best way to learn here. So that's kind of how you really get into it. The question always is it another project that you need to get yourself into? And I say, no. It's a different way of managing, and that's not something you learn with a new project. You learn it through creating better awareness for better management. That's how you get started.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then something else that you discuss in the book, Better Management, is creating a roadmap or development plan for your business in order to get to a better management. So could you tell us how do you create an effective roadmap for your company?
So first of all, I personally do not create a development plan for any company. I mean, we are consultants, we are mentors for executive teams, and we have learned that this is the worst that actually can happen in any company. The essence of every manager is to actually improve management themselves here. So we recommend three steps rather than a plan or roadmap to get to their own development plans. And the three steps are, one is raise awareness, second is act on insights, and third is learn fast here. So the first one, I think we have talked about, raise awareness. It's involving everyone in diagnosing current capabilities. That's great, creating awareness. Second one is act on insights. It's good to be aware of things, but you need to be able to decide on the things that you want to focus on here. So after running a diagnostic, then some decisions need to be made on what the things are that you want to focus on. So that's like the second step. The third step is by focusing on a few areas that need your attention, people automatically learn and improve. That's actually quantum physics here. Focus of attention is the clue to organizational learning here. So that's the first step, learn fast here. So that so-called roadmap plan might actually consist of three things that you have decided to do in the future here. And that doesn't necessarily need a three-year plan or a 10-page document here. It's three things that you emphasize daily in your management and essentially on what you do every day here. So it's insisting on those three things, the message you're getting out there here. So it's building capabilities over time. It's creating better management. It doesn't require a big bureaucratic roadmaps or anything like that. It requires your daily management. It's called work in the system. So it's doing things right management here. And that creates uniqueness. I mean, uniqueness is what management teams develop themselves. It's not the kind of tricks, the tips, and the best practices they copy over from others. Uniqueness needs to be built from within. And these three steps, they actually help you to get there fairly fast, I would say.
Yeah, that's very useful. Thank you for sharing that. And then my next question is about priorities, because we know that managers are usually very busy with a full to-do list. But however, as you say in your book, they need to prioritize the most important things on that list to be as effective as possible. So how should business leaders identify their priorities right for better management?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an important point you're mentioning. I've experienced that many, many times when I work with executive teams. Interesting, specifically in the IT area, they always come up with, we have so many most important things that we need to get done right now. We have no time for anything else that needs to get done. So it's like you're sitting on your desk and your pile of paper kind of gets bigger every day that you have on your left and right hand side. And the challenge is how to get out of that always bigger, always more type of a spiral. And how can you actually focus, despite the many priorities, on improving management itself here? And again, as I've said before, the first step is diagnosing your way of how you're actually managing is. That creates awareness, and through awareness, your body, your mind starts learning in a better way here. So the insights that you actually gain from the diagnostic, they will actually give you the right priorities. I can't tell them up front here. Only the diagnostic will actually give you the right priorities here. So I always ask myself then, well, why would anyone want to guess when you can actually know, precisely know how management rates as a competitive advantage compared to others here? Unless you know that, it's very hard to set your right priorities in developing better management here. So again, we're starting with getting insights from the diagnostic, and that creates then the right priorities here.
Absolutely. And then can you share with us some good examples of companies that adopted this better management approach and what results they achieved as a result of that?
We have worked now for the last 15 years with almost 400 companies here. And the common thread that we are seeing with the companies that have adopted true better management is about as follows. Organizations that have adopted better management yield about 15 to 25% better scores on their managerial capabilities here. So that's capability part here. Organizations that have adopted better management yield about 20 to 30% higher performance, innovation, and growth. So it's the outcome side here. So what we can claim is that building better management capabilities definitely leads to better outcomes. I mean, this is kind of what you would expect here, but it's good to know that it actually works. So investments in better management actually pay off as better outcomes here. We're very clear about the results here.
Yeah, you share some amazing results, which really shows how useful and beneficial for everyone better management is. But you mentioned diagnostics a few times throughout our discussions. So I want to ask you about the diagnostics that you provide your clients with at your company, Lucas Michel Management Insights. So yeah, could you tell us more about us, about this, and how does it help for better management?
Yeah, as I mentioned, diagnostics is measurement, and measurement helps to focus the attention on what needs to be dealt with here. So diagnostics tell you very exactly where your current management is as measured with respect to competitive advantage and what needs to get done about it here. So our diagnostics not just give you the metrics here, they're very clear about what you can actually do with your results here. So that then triggers your thinking. I mean, that creates kind of the initial thoughts about how to develop better management within your own organization, such that it becomes different, such it becomes very specific, that it fits to actually your own style here. With almost 400 companies in our portfolio, we can also benchmark all six principles of better management with industries, with size of companies, with many aspects of any organization here. So you actually get insights into where management as an art, a science, a craft stands in an organization that you have never seen before here. And that kind of creates the energy and the ambition actually to develop better management as a true advantage here. Very practically, it's important to note, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes per participant to conduct a diagnostic. Normally, we use about 10-15% of the executive team to take the diagnostic. So this is not a big project. It's actually a small project. You can run it with 10 individuals, with 20 individuals. And we know that with more than 7 participants, we already have statistically significant results. So it's not a big project. It's actually a fairly small project. Most companies do it within 10 days and then have the insights on what they can do. We have learned that it's very helpful for new executives, for example, new CEOs that come into a company that need to learn what the company is all about. Normally, they get 100 days. Honestly, we can shorten that to 10 days because executives get insights into the company, into the working of the company that they need right at the beginning in a very, very short amount of time.
That's really amazing. It really shows it doesn't take that much time, but the insights you get are going to be very useful. Yeah, so it's a great tool to use for all managers and business leaders. And then my final question to you is, as we discussed before, the subtitle of your book says 6 principles for leaders to make management their competitive advantage. So why do you think that a better management is actually a competitive advantage?
Yeah, my kind of line of thought is as follows here. In a fast-moving digital environment, traditional competitive advantages vanish very fast. So your advantages with your product, with the delivery, with distribution, with marketing, and all of these things can be copied very, very fast in a digital world here. So once you have these competitive advantages, they actually start deteriorating already here. So there is very few things left that you can actually use as a capacity to develop a competitive advantage. And one of them left is management. That's why I'm saying if you develop management the better way into what we call better management here, then you have something that is very sticky in an organization. It is embedded into the culture. It's embedded into the way leaders manage their organizations. And that's something that sticks like glue. It's very hard to separate and get rid of. It can hardly be copied. And that's why my thought is that if organizations develop better management, they have a true competitive advantage over others. And the numbers that I have just explained, they support that case very strongly here. So with this, I'm very clear. Better management is every manager's primary job. I think every manager in the world should care about developing his or her own management approach in a way that develops a competitive advantage. Yeah,
I really like what you said about the numbers really supporting that statement that better management is a competitive advantage. So yeah, it really shows why managers and business leaders should be working towards that. So thank you very much, Lucas, for sharing your useful insights, tips, and examples. I'm sure this podcast will be very useful for many business leaders and managers. And of course, they can also buy your book, your new book, Better Management, to find out more and to really work towards better management, which is, as you said, every manager's primary job. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and at Lit Business Media on LinkedIn for more information about new books and podcasts with top leaders. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.